We ready?
We are good to go.
Cool.
All right, guys. Welcome to podcast number 18 of the CrossFit Grandview podcast. This one, we're going to be talking about what is CrossFit. So after a lot of you guys have done CrossFit at our gym for a long time, maybe we assume we know what CrossFit actually is, and maybe to some of us it's classes, but actually encompasses a lot of things. And we're going to actually break down what CrossFit is, and we're going to dive back into some of the original What is Fitness article, an article Greg Glassman wrote in 2002, and it's one we actually give everyone in Elements to take home, and we hope you read them when you first start. But we want to really dive a little bit deeper into the What is Fitness article and just get everyone to wrap their head around what we're trying to do here at CrossFit Grandview with CrossFit. So recently there's been a trend in CrossFit for a lot of gyms are starting to brand away from CrossFit by calling themselves strength and conditioning or fitness, or not mentioning that they're a CrossFit gym.
Or NC Fit.
Yeah, absolutely. To, you know, some of it may be just a brand personally to them, but a lot of it is they're afraid of intimidating people, or they're trying to kind of push away from CrossFit and maybe think that they're going to eventually branch off and start their own thing, like an Orange Theory, if they're business gets enough legs or something like that.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. That's not what we're doing at CrossFit Grandview. What we're actually doing at CrossFit Grandview is we are doubling down on CrossFit. We are an unapologetic CrossFit gym. What that does not mean is what a lot of people associate with CrossFit is almost like a 2012 kind of CrossFit Games football, CrossFit football style WOD of like barbell cycling and aggressive gymnastic moves in every workout. It's actually not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting more back to the roots of what CrossFit originally was as a training program and why it was so successful and why it grew like wildfire.
And why it works.
Absolutely. So Andy recently got his level 3 certification, which is awesome. All of our coaches right now are in a big education process of working towards that. Myself and Dan will be taking that test in the next month. Scott and Allie got their level 2s. All of our CrossFit coaches are minimally have the level 2 certificate, and then we're all working towards that level 3 certification.
Certified.
Yes. So Andy is our certified coach.
Certified in CrossFit.
Yes. So I've punted that off
for about. Two of us in Columbus now?
Yeah.
There's two.
I think two, and then you've got maybe like Lindsay Smith
and
people who are like That's seminar right. staff. Yeah. But so I want to have the, you know, a good chunk of the, I think there might be a dozen in the state if we're lucky. I want to have.
We're going pro.
Yeah. I want to have a good majority or a good percentage of the ones in the state all concentrated at our gym. So we're pursuing that excellence with our education. So the first way, like if someone asks, like, what is CrossFit? And there's a great example. It's called World Class Fitness in 100 Words. It's the only thing I'm going to read verbatim because I can't remember this.
The first line, maybe.
Yeah, I can't remember it, but I'm going to read it to you guys. It's eat meat and vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch and no sugar. Keep intake levels to that will support exercise but not body fat. Practice and train the major lifts, deadlift, clean, squat, presses, clean and jerk and snatch. Similarly, master the basics in gymnastics, pull-ups, dips, rope climbs, push-ups, sit-ups, presses, handstands, pirouettes. We haven't done any of those in a while. Flips, splits, holds, bike run, swim, and row hard and fast. 5 or 6 days a week, mix these elements in as many combinations and patterns as creativity will allow. Routine is the enemy. Keep workouts short and intense. regularly learn and play new sports. So this is CrossFit in a nutshell right here. Okay, this is what we're trying to do and what our classes are trying to provide to you guys. Okay. There was a really funny kind of remake of this World Class Fitness in 100 Words. I think they came out with last year. I could not find it to save my life. I was diving all over the internet. But it was really funny. It was like, eat shit tons of rice, swim only in Globo Gym pools, like bike only on assault bikes. It was really funny, just making fun of sort of what CrossFit has maybe turned into a little bit over time and training for the games. But this original World Class Fitness in 100 Words is still rings as true now as it did in 2002. It's awesome.
I've been doing this for, 12 years now? And, you just get back to it more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
So always keep going back.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I've – the farther I get away from this, when I'll start to get into, let's say, body part splits, I'll get maybe burn out a little bit, and I'll, oh, I'm going to do some, body part split training and really maybe starting nerding out on supplements. And the farther I get away from this, I start to get a little bit of a gut. I lose energy, and then the closer I get back to this 100 words of fitness, even aesthetically, not just performance-wise, but everything just kind of snaps together. It's crazy how well it works. So moving on, CrossFit has four different ways that they describe themselves. Or it describes itself. So there's four different fitness standards. One is the 10 elements of fitness that was actually stolen directly and just taken directly from, I have the note here. It was Jim Crawley and Bruce Evans from Dynamax. And that's the guys who created the med balls that we use.
Good old wall balls.
Yeah, for wall balls.
Thanks.
Yeah, and those are endurance, stamina, strength, flexibility, power, speed, coordination, agility, balance, and accuracy. So we all come into CrossFit with some capacity, probably some pretty good capacity in a few of these elements and then really poor in others. So Andy, you started CrossFit 12 years ago. What would you say were two things you were good at and then two things you were bad at on this 10 elements of fitness?
The two things I was bad would just be cardiovascular and stamina, but that's because I was a football player and I was just getting into the military, so I was pretty covered for spec ops. But I believe just running long, and I still don't like it.
Yeah,
I still really don't like it.
Yeah, we're always going to, I think, have things our body doesn't just naturally work efficiently with.
But I was always, we started lifting weights for football at 15. So, there was power and all that fun. I got to train all that at a very young age and then just never stopped, I guess. Just never had to run long. That's where all those soccer players come in, Dan. Those guys just run forever.
And they keep
just
that.
You can't kill them. You just can't kill them.
Yeah.
They won't stop coming.
I won't see him run for months, and then he's still.
Joey and I used to work out together, and it used to not be fun.
Yeah.
Just keep coming.
Joey's got that, too. I don't know where he got that from, but he had that.
That guy at football practice that always was just ready to work out.
That he was like
loved conditioning.
Annoyingly good at the line
loved
sprints.
Loved running sprints.
Yeah, yeah. I actually, so for me, I was probably good at a couple weird ones. I was better with the coordination and accuracy components. I was a baseball player and did some boxing in college, but I was always kind of an underpowered athlete. So coming into it, my my strength and stamina, I would say, just my horsepower was, I was an underpowered athlete. And again, to this day, that's stuff that I work on and I have for a long time, but it's something I have to really keep up with, because if I get too far away from that, I get really weak and then my muscular endurance kind of sucks.
5'11", 195.
Yeah, that's kind of the sweet spot.
If you're not 5'11", 195, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, and so we can all look at this and be okay, I'm good here, and then I can prove here. And CrossFit kind of talks about so ways to improve your endurance, stamina, strength, and flexibility. That comes through training. So things like our work, our class workouts, these are organic changes in your muscle tissue, your ligaments, your lung capacity. So this comes from like training in a WOD or a Metcon. Improvements in things like coordination, agility, balance, and accuracy. These come through practice. So that would be like we're doing a skill on double unders, and we're going to, you know, do some singles and then get into trying to hit a couple doubles, and then we stop. And we're doing this with like a relatively low heart rate. And this is nervous system changes. So these are nervous system changes that come through time, not through, you know, running a 400 and then coming in really tired and then trying to do double unders. That's something totally different. This is something done like, this is like getting a rope climb foothold and practicing for 10 minutes after
not
class.
For time.
Yes. Not for time things. Things when you see on the board, it says for quality. This is what we're talking about.
Can't
this
work,
is practice.
Can't work on a skill breathing hard.
Yes, exactly. Empty bar stuff, which is not fun, like taking snatches and trying to get it into that pocket and not jumping it before it's past your knees, things like that.
Dune used to make me lift with an empty bar about for like an hour, just dripping in sweat.
Yeah, so. That was awesome. I love watching
Dune.
You do that.
I miss Dune.
I know, me too. And then power and speed, these are adapted from both. So the power and speed are actually a combination of training and practice. So those come through a combination of both things. CrossFit's second standard of fitness is the hopper. And what that is if we had a theoretical like lottery hopper of just a ton of workouts and something came out, you would be ready to tackle anything that kind of comes out of the hopper and have the tools to do so with some sort of skill and ability to do that. So that's the whole idea behind it.
I think a lot of games athletes are getting away from that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree 100%. And what's cool about the games is they keep changing it so much that you're actually having to get more back to training this, which is really cool. It started to get to be like a comfortable sport of like
You could figure it out.
Yeah. Touch and go Olympic weightlifting. We're gonna do a triathlon-ish type thing at the beginning, and now it's getting
you're getting cut.
Yeah, it's getting tricky. It's getting tricky. You gotta be good at everything.
If you're fit, bring it.
Absolutely. What I like even with what you've done with your level two, which is typically in a games training, like it's gonna be very you know, it's not going to be as broad of a stimulus, and you've actually broadened it out to where you guys are doing things in class, like 3-mile runs.
We put them on the ground today.
Yeah.
We had the 3-mile run Monday, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are doing really cool stuff like that that's getting back more to the original roots
of CrossFit.
They're
in shape now.
Yeah, absolutely. And not just skillful at muscle-ups and squat snatches and things like that.
And we're coming for Fall Jam, so.
There we go. I like to hear that. That's our
there
big local one every year. I like that one. They always put on a good one there. The third fitness standard is metabolic pathways. So this is the phosphagen, which is the like the sprint or like an Olympic weightlifting one.
About 9 seconds, I think it's
about as high as it goes.
Yep. Yep. Somewhere, what, like three? It's like an explosion
real
into,
short.
Yeah, somewhere like underneath a 100-meter dash.
Riding the bike real fast for 5 seconds and then just chilling out.
Yeah, the second one's the glycolytic, which is where a lot of us live in our CrossFit training a lot of times. And I think it says it only runs up to maybe 90 seconds. But a lot of CrossFit workouts, I think, are powered by this. You'll slow down, you'll rest for a second, and then you're back in this, you know, 500-meter row repeats. I think a lot of just what we do in CrossFit, it's that muscular endurance before we go aerobic, mm-hmm. which is basically
it's actually pretty quick.
Yeah. After what?
Aerobic's pretty quick. It's not very long. Yeah,
2 minutes,
after 90 seconds.
Yeah, 90 seconds, 2 minutes, and then you're aerobic. And that's like lower-powered activities. like that's longer. That's
hard to
around.
Hear. Like at my 2 minute time, I'm aerobic.
Yeah, absolutely. But the thing that's crazy is, and I remember learning it in exercise physiology classes in college. They act like you are only in one of these at any given time. What if you're doing a workout where you are running a 400 meter dash like we did the other week, and then you've got 7 heavy power cleans? Are you just in an aerobic state that whole time? Hell no. Like you're exploding and doing 80% of a max on power cleans. You're mixing these throughout any sport or CrossFit activity that you're doing. You're
mixing your muscle fibers.
Yes, absolutely. Everything is a blend of this stuff. And I think it's actually such a blend that we can't fully grasp it yet. Like in exercise science or anything. It's so, exercise science is still.
They don't want to.
It's so 80s based in like endurance and like, you know, muscle fiber types. And then they're not really doing blended sports to like test this stuff. They're testing it on a bike or like a VO2 max.
They need to hang out with Hinshaw and Facundo for a little bit.
I agree. That's
all they're doing.
To be able to like mix like and figure out like that blend and how it actually works. Because what we're finding out in CrossFit is you can do something like,
you can get faster and stronger.
Absolutely. You can run. I mean, I remember us, that was such a groundbreaking thing in 2009 at the games. Everyone runs this brutal like 7K hill run, and then they go into that deadlift ladder, and the athletes were...
Kalipa almost died.
Yeah, and he pulls every bar. Mm-hmm. He's like...
And he passed out, like he passed out before he crossed the line.
Yeah, gets up, and then is able to pull a 500-pound deadlift.
Probably drank a Red Bull back in those days.
Absolutely.
Went for it.
Yeah, yeah, so...
How do you do that?
This isn't black and white, and we're really, and what's so cool about CrossFit is it's actually showing us what's possible with a lot of things, especially in these metabolic pathways, I think.
Yeah, Matt Fraser's not normal. Rich is yeah, not normal.
Absolutely.
That's not normal. Tia, not normal.
Nope. So the last one, the fourth one, is the sickness, wellness, fitness continuum. So when we go to the doctor and we get our blood pressure taken, or we get blood work and get our cholesterol and triglycerides and all those things, bone density tested.
The health markers.
Yeah. There's what they call like, hey, this isn't good, or like, you're pre-hypertensive or,
pre-diabetic. All that fun stuff.
On the borderline of osteoporosis. And then what's good. But where CrossFit's taken it is you can actually go farther into the fitness realm of these. So, like, better blood pressure than just okay, which, you know, wellness isn't just necessarily where we're trying to get to. They have a third category, fitness, which is really good health markers, which through, you know, doing that 100 fitness or the 100 words of fitness, eating healthy, doing the workouts, mixing all this stuff. We're going to get the body fat out of just like, hey, I'm in this like good range into a healthy, even healthier range than the wellness range. Same with blood pressure and all of these things. So that's kind of the idea behind the sickness, fitness, and or sickness, wellness, and fitness continuum. I got to study this for my level 3. That's what Andy was telling me.
You're in the level 1, just all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. So I gotta remember what all the good numbers are for blood pressure and all of that. But one thing with CrossFit, too, is I think most of the benefits are actually in that low-hanging fruit. So, you know, getting yourself competent in all of those 10 fitness categories or 10 elements of fitness, getting competent there, but not necessarily like getting into expert level. You're not going to get more well on this continuum by pulling a 600-pound deadlift rather than a 405 deadlift. You're not going to feel healthier by doing that. I think that once you start to get actually too far in one direction, you're probably going to push your body a little bit closer to the sickness category. So it's having a good balance.
The numbers on the bar aren't the important numbers.
Absolutely. So having that good balance, I think, is what's the most important part in this.
We always hear those strong men, they always talk about how long they can do it. Cause how long can your body be that big? How long can you lift that stuff?
Yeah. Like,
some people go the other way.
Have you seen that West Side Against the
yeah,
World?
Yeah, and it's dead on.
Where, did you see AJ Roberts where he was talking about, he's like, yeah, I was 325. I was really pushing to the extreme. I had like sleep apnea and all this stuff. And he's like, Louis, like, if you can get your weight up to 350, I think you can
think
break
the
all-time.
That's the time when we were going there. I think it was in 2015. And I was like, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, yeah. But that's an example of this where, like, you if you're pushing it to that extreme in anything, you're going to actually be kicking back into that sickness. So it's
which, again, is like, no, it's very hard to do.
Most of us, that's not
we're
the
not
problem.
Going there.
Most of us, it's the issue is getting from 3 days a week to 5 days a week in the gym or showing up. So most of us aren't worrying about that. But this is really cool in the way that it's just like you go to the doctor, you get these things taken. You can actually get better than that. And that's going to probably really extend your quality of life.
That can be your motivation right there, is just changing those numbers because you can actually do it.
We've seen it happen a million times at the gym.
You can change them all.
Yep, absolutely. So how do we do this? How do we tackle all four of these kind of these categories of fitness that CrossFit's talking about? So the implementation of it. So what we're looking to do in CrossFit, and this is, we're going old school with what Greg Glassman says, what we're looking for is molding men and women that are equal part gymnast, Olympic weightlifter, and multimodal sprinter or sprint athlete. So developing the capacity of an 800-meter track athlete, gymnast, and weightlifter will make you fitter than any world-class runner, gymnast, or weightlifter. So that's the whole idea behind CrossFit. So if you can significantly improve your 400-meter run, your 2K row, your squat, deadlift, bench, pull-up, and dip, you're going to be a much more formidable being. And that's straight from Greg Glassman's mouth. I love this. So if you can just break it down in a really simple way, like, okay, I'm going to get better at a 400, 2K row, get my squat up, and you really look at those things and tackle them, you're going to come out the other side.
Which is hard to wrap your head around.
But like level two, we ran 3 miles Monday, and we haven't run that far ever. No one stopped. We all just kept running. So
yeah.
I mean, no one PR'd their 5K or 3 mile run, but that's what we haven't been trying to do that. So there's no reason it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
But we all ran fast and we all made it.
It was a good baseline, and it's a good place. What I love what you've been doing is testing. You're getting back to testing all these markers, like your 2K rows.
Let's see what we got.
Yeah, and then you're kind of progressing back to getting better at all these things that we're talking about here. And where I think it can get lost.
It's working.
Yeah, it can get lost in CrossFit is people start kind of nerding out on, like, what's a cool WOD? Is it – I like that one because it's, like, short runs and then those, like, hang power cleans blended with, like, these toes to bar, and I got really sweaty and it took 25 minutes.
Or I can do good at that one.
Yeah.
I'm just picking them.
Yeah, and it's getting back to those basics and really trying to push those numbers up, and then that stuff will transfer into those workouts, into your day-to-day life. You're going to feel strong. You're going to feel good if you can get these numbers up. Fixing the weakest link. I think going back, if you just really look at this, it's if you can fix your weakest link. I know I was listening to a podcast the other day, and a CrossFit podcast. They're talking about like a kayaker, and a lot of them will, like, if they go into a place, they're like, hey, I want you to train me for kayaking. What would you do with me? And it might have been Ben Bergeron, and he was like, we're going to squat you. And they're like, why are we going to do that? Like, I need to get this stronger. And you're like, you've about tapped that out. That's all you work on. but your legs are super weak. If we can get the rest of your body strong, it's going to actually, that will transfer back into your sport in a really good way because you aren't using that stuff at all. So we're going to get your legs up to a competent level, get your whole body working together. And that really resonated with me because a lot of us, like, we have a specific thing maybe we want to work on. Like, oh, I want to get my arms better or this. And that's all we tend to work on. But it's like if we can fix those weakest links, that's what will actually help the whole thing kind of come together.
Squatting works your abs and back.
Yes. Your whole body.
Probably more than a sit-up.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a friend. That's so cool you said that. I had a friend message me on Instagram, like, what do you do for ab workouts? And I don't do any ab workouts. And he's like, well, yeah, he's like, well, what should I do? Yeah, he's like, what should I do? And I'm like, honestly, it's just it's getting lean to a certain point, but all those muscles are built all through squatting. Almost all through squatting, back squatting and front squatting and overhead squatting.
Stabilizing.
Yeah, you just have to get your trunk really tight. And then the last thing too, there's another little thing. CrossFit has like a food pyramid. And the base of it is nutrition. The next layer is metabolic conditioning. The next layer after that is gymnastics. The next one is weightlifting. And then the top one, kind of like where it would be like sugar, like on the food pyramid, that's sport. So breaking this down, nutrition, that bottom layer, basically if you're eating like trash, like none of this other stuff's going to matter. Like you can out eat and completely jack up any training program outside of the gym the second you walk out. If you're just eating pizza and drinking beer, it's not going to help. But a lot of people actually would put, I would think, weightlifting at the bottom.
Yeah.
Maybe conditioning in the middle.
Then weightlifting again.
Yeah. And then gymnastics, you know, probably way at the tippy top. Oh, and yeah. It's kind of switched around. And I was talking to you before.
I can't do 20 muscle-ups. My gymnastics suck.
Yeah. I was like, great example is like Greg Fletcher at the gym. His metabolic conditioning, he was a college swimmer, is so good. And I wouldn't say his gymnastics or weightlifting is poor. It's not poor, but it's not one of the best in the gym.
He can do everything proficiently.
Yeah. He's proficient at them, but he's not like a standout weightlifter. He's not amazing at pull-ups or handstand push-ups. But in those open workouts, he murders everybody because his conditioning is relentless and he just keeps moving. And he, you know, once he got competent in gymnastics and weightlifting, you know, he's spot off being an alternate on like our regional teams. You know, he's it was really cool to see that. And it really just kind of reins in like that conditioning. Everyone sleeps on that, but that's such an important part of the game.
I think it changed for me when Hinshaw, we were at this seminar and he called Matt Frazier an endurance athlete.
Oh, wow.
Because that's all he did. Like, he turned him into an endurance athlete, and he's a weightlifter too, but he has a gigantic conditioning base. You can't kill him.
Do you think that was why he maybe – he was such a good athlete, but why he was, like, taking second in the game?
He said the year that he missed regionals, he rode 4,000 meters every day.
Oh,
to get in shape because he was on the rowing workout and just died, so he rode 4,000 meters.
Oh, after he missed that regional?
That next year, and then he won the regional and got second in the game. So
yeah, that makes sense. Because he's such a good weightlifter.
And then he just turned – he couldn't breathe, and he fixed that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But they just he lives on those machines.
So here, what did I find earlier today? It was
yeah, find somebody that rides an assault bike real well, and they're probably pretty fit.
So they have CrossFit had this in a journal article like 2 years ago. So this is like the hierarchy of CrossFit. It was like the hierarchy of a subpar competitor. And the bottom layer, which was nutrition in this, it's supplements. And instead of metabolic conditioning, it's barbell cycling and Olympic weightlifting. And then the next one is too much volume. The next one is bitching. And then the top one is Instagram.
That too much volume is just like everyone, like there's so many movements that you have to do in CrossFit, which is true, but like you can't do so much stuff in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad level two is finally like everyone's on board now and we're just going for it because we just do that one workout. We smoke it, do our accessory, and that's it. It's not like, oh, what's my next workout going to be? And we put it all into that one.
I've seen the difference already with that. People are getting so much
it's
better.
It's just the intensity. It's not like we'll touch all the stuff, but
yeah,
people just hang out too long.
Not all the stuff every day.
You can't do it all every day.
Yep.
Not well.
Yeah. You have to recover from it at some point.
You can do everything all day, but you're not going to do it well.
No. And it's not productive. No. You can't do it with intent anymore.
That's how you get hurt.
Yeah. I learned that lesson.
Just use your elbows every day, all day, and it happened.
Yeah, absolutely. So guys, this is CrossFit in a nutshell, just kind of breaking down some of the basic foundational models that they use to judge fitness in CrossFit. Look up What Is Fitness. It does probably a better job than I just described of.
Look at the level one.
Yeah,
it's out there.
Yeah, the level one seminar and all the study material is online for free. So it's a great way to wrap your head around what it is we're trying to accomplish through the education that we give you guys and then the classes and all of that. So it's not just workouts. It's coming in here, thinking about all these things, and then doing things with intent.
We've only got 1 hour, so we got to make it the best we can get. Not some like terrible workout where we crash and burn and don't know what we're doing. We need to be smart and make it the best one.
Absolutely. We want you guys to come in often. So if you heard that 5 to 6 days a week, come in and work out.
The thing that changed for me was taking one day on the weekend. So just starting to work out on Saturday and you don't go drink on Friday.
Yep.
Just one day. One day extra.
Yep, it does.
Saturday or Sunday.
It makes a big difference. And they shouldn't all be hard. So I know some people will look at a workout and it's intentionally made to not be one that just ruins your soul. And they'll be like, I'm going to do something. I'm going to do the one from Tuesday that I missed. Yeah.
I'm going to do Saturday's hero workout and then jump right into class right after.
Yeah, don't do that. Like some days just like you will feel so much better and your body will actually respond so much better when you come into the next day if you take
still
that
still with that energy.
That's for quality.
It's more fun when you're like, I'm itching to get after it. It's way more fun.
Yeah. And that's when you hit those PRs. You don't hit the PRs when like your elbows and knees hurt and you're just like dragging yourself into the gym with your eyes half open.
Traps are all sore and just
So try and listen to some of this advice. If you guys have any questions, you can email us. Anything you want to hear us speak on too, email us, comment on this on the YouTube video. Any questions you might have, anything you want to hear us talk about, anything that you've heard in this podcast that you want clarified, just let us know. I'm going to dive into a couple announcements real quick. We have our party coming up at Woodlands. It's a noon game, away game.
Woodlands Backyard.
Yes, Woodlands Backyard, not the tavern. So where they have the volleyball.
And
It's OSU versus Indiana. We'll be providing drinks and food. I think we'll probably just do a food tab that day. So you guys can order food, order drinks, and then the gym's going to be taking care of it. It's a noon game. Basically, just get there a couple minutes before it starts.
And if you want to sit down.
Yeah, and then we'll be partying there and having a good time. This is going to be our fall social this year. And then the next party will be that big 10. It's going to be a 10-year holiday party. So that's going to be
A big one.
That's going to be the big, probably the biggest one we've ever had. So we're going to kind of like gear up for that after this one. And then kind of piggybacking off that with the OSU stuff. When we have home noon games, which we'll have one on the 31st.
And then there'll be TBD after that.
Yes, and September 7th. So our first two games, we're only going to have a 7 a.m. class. The reason behind that is the parking and the cars and the traffic lock everything up. We can't get into the gym. So when we did try and have class years ago, people were coming in 40 minutes late for a class. I mean, it was...
You cannot get out of there.
Once you're in, you're in. It doesn't work. So 7 a.m. class only at CrossFit Grandview.
Barbell, though, easy.
Yes, we will have a full barbell schedule, though, which is going to be open to all CrossFit Grandview members as well. And that'll be on the 31st and the 7th. The open is right around the corner. We'll probably do a podcast on that right before it starts. We will be doing those four-person gym teams again. We still don't, I don't even know if you can sign up for the open yet.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we'll have more details when they give us more.
Rumor is they're going to be using that as qualifiers for some of these competitions. So if anybody wants to do a competition, you might have to do the open.
Ooh, sanctionals?
Yeah, because they're not going to have their own online qualifiers. So a lot of them are going to do that.
I'll just use your placement in the open.
So if you want to do any of those, you probably should start getting ready.
That's a good point.
Because we still got some time.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, the way we're going to do it this year, I've already got it mapped out. Due to it being right in the middle of OSU football season, where what I was just talking about, we have to cancel times.
And football.
Trying to plan on us doing it Saturday afternoons like we have in the past is not going to work. So what we're going to do this year is Friday for class is going to be the open workout. Now, if you're not planning on doing the open, it doesn't mean don't show up that day. I'll have basically the same movements built into a class-style WOD for people who are not participating in it around the same time domain, but more of a training-style workout. But we'll be doing it there. We'll be running heats and judging people in every single class. So you can get it all knocked out on Friday. But we'll also give you another time on Sunday like we have in the past and then Monday as well to do the open.
Doesn't really mess with your training schedule at all.
So it should be easier for actually everyone to get it in because if you work out Friday, you'll just do the class and then that'll be your open workout.
This is your chance.
Yep.
So how good we do in the open.
Yeah, I'm excited for it this year. I think it's going to be cool. It's a little bit quick of a turnaround from the other one. But I think since we're just doing it Friday, I think it'll be really fun. Especially the four-person teams was a ton of fun. Some people try and get your same team together. If you still, you know, if everyone's into it. If not, start thinking about your teams. We're going to have three divisions again. The scaled. So if you tend to scale probably, you know, 30 to 50% of the workouts in class, you'd probably be in the scaled division, the RX division. So that's for people who typically do most of the all-level classes prescribed. And then I don't know what we called it, just like the elite division, which is going to be mainly level two competitors, people who are in that level two class. So we'll have those three divisions. Prizes for teams that win. We'll run it back, I think, the same way where you get a point for judging, completing the workout, and then we'll total up those. So I think that's about it for podcast 18.
Good one.